bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
Homer Blow, the legendary Homer Blow. Welcome into Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Again, I am the legendary Homer Blow, sub of the day, cousin sub of the day. I'm subbing for Dr. Ken Harris. Of course, make sure you go and support cousin subs. You know what I mean? Like, they got all of, I love cousin subs, by the way. Today, it's going to be a roller coaster. It's going to be a roller coaster. And so because of that, I don't need, you know, the difference between riding in a vehicle and riding a roller coaster. See, in a vehicle, you can just be buckled up, you know, so they'd be like, buckle up. But on a roller coaster, you got to be harnessed in. So that means, you know, they got to let the bars down and they got to make sure that they're locked in tight so nobody falls off. So nobody falls off because, yeah, follow me. But you bet not slip, because other than that, you're going to learn today. And I have just sent to me, because charges were filed today for... We've been hearing about Renisha Butcher, who ended up losing her life at Bar 107, and her sister, who was also shot. Renisha Butcher, 33 years young, and her sister, 30 years old, who is still currently in the hospital, to my last knowledge, fighting her gunshot wound or wounds. Well, the woman that is responsible, allegedly, that has been charged with this homicide and shooting has officially been charged. And fresh off the press, of course, they ended up sending me the criminal complaint. So for those of you watching on YouTube, you'll see me or X 101.7 FM. Make sure you come. Make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube page here, but you will see me holding up the fresh off the press criminal complaint for that particular situation, and I will be reading that. Now, because, again, we have to make sure that we take care of our bills, we got to take care of our bills, it'll be in segments, so to speak, it'll be in segments, but you will end up hearing the complete criminal complaint. Certain things, of course, I will abbreviate. And of course, all people that are involved, they also have just initials for those people who are in the criminal complaint. So, but you'll hear it pretty much 96 to 97% of its entirety. I will end up making, like I say, omissions where needed only because. But yeah, so hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Those of you who know me, you already know, be like, that's what he do. That's what he do. So shout out to everybody on our YouTube page. Remember to like and subscribe. So not only watch, but make sure you like and subscribe. Venus Jones, great afternoon. Atlanta Banana, great afternoon. Letitia Ward, great afternoon. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, great afternoon. Tanya, great afternoon. Just everybody, Tamisha Gilbert, great afternoon. Thank you for logging on to our YouTube page. And, of course, if you're on X, and you can tune directly right in, of course, at 101.7 FM. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Yes, Tanya, I did hear about the fake GoFundMe page that somebody put up for Bernicia Butcher, and it was not something that was put up by her family. But, you know, the scamming and the outrage for all of these things, we have to take action because when we find out, and I'm thankful that a lot of people ended up absolutely reporting the fake page and they listened to the family and the friends of Bernicia Butcher to learn that that was a fake page that was created, that was a fake GoFundMe, none of that money. And it had amassed a lot of money because, you know, people are emotional. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like when they ended up hearing that, they wanted to do something. You feel what I'm saying? They wanted to, how can I support? How can I, you know, because of the devastation that we know that that was for her, her children, her sister and her family. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, like, you know, so for people to take advantage of people when they're going through things like this just goes to show you the mindset of us trying to take advantage of us. And I hope not only do they take it down, but the person gets exposed. We need to expose these people. We need to find out who they are. They need to be shamed. You know what I mean? All of that. And especially, and I think that it's somebody right here in our city. I don't think this is one of those overseas type scams or any of that. I think it's somebody that tried to take advantage of the situation, and it's not right. It is not right. And whatever you get coming to you, I believe that you should have coming to you. Like, just for real. Like that's not cool. You know how some people say, man, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy and all of that kind of stuff. I'd wish it on them, you know, because I don't feel that way about it. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Yes, I would. I'd rather know that somebody else that is out here doing nothing but, you know, trying to be a menace or a disturbance in our life and in our community, that they end up being debilitated by having an illness, or they have to deal with cancer, or they have to deal with something like that, instead of some people that we know are great people, some of our loved ones, our mothers, fathers, grandparents, our sons, daughters, yourself. You feel what I'm saying? Having to go through it, and we out here just trying to live our life and do the best that we can living our life, but they out here on a whole nother level doing craziness. You know what I mean? So, yeah, with situations like that, I absolutely, I'm not that one that's going to be like, well, I wouldn't wish that. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts, hashtag they going to learn today. They going to learn today. So, again, I want you to buckle up. I won't even start it until I come black from, you know, the first break that'll be coming up shortly. But yeah, I just want to make sure that you are prepared to hear, you know, because, you know, you hear a lot of different things. I'm one that I stand on making sure that I get receipts. So if I got the receipts, now if the receipt is wrong, okay, then I can handle that and I can come black and I can say, hey, listen, the receipts were all wrong. They gave me the wrong receipt, this, that, and the other. But you hear a lot of different stories. There are 8 million stories in the Naked City, and sometimes the only one is right is one. So I'm going to read the official criminal charges and the criminal complaint, and we're going to take our information from that. So, yeah, hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Make sure you tune in, log on. And again, when you're on our YouTube page, hit that like button, hit the like button and subscribe to our YouTube page. Again, we appreciate that. And it makes us feel so, so great because we know that you're supporting in Truth Nation. You know, I love y'all and I appreciate y'all. And I appreciate when I'm in. I am the cousin sub of the day. Get it? Sub. I'm subbing, filling in for Dr. Ken Harris, who is out on assignment. So, but we're going to get our work on. And we're going to get ready to take care of some bills in just a minute. And remember the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. So if you have questions or comments, and again, what I will say is while I'm in the midst of reading the criminal complaint, I'm thinking more closer to the second hour that we'll be able to actually start dialoguing on it after you end up hearing all of the details that are in the criminal complaint, and we can have that discussion. So I moved some things around that I was going to talk about, especially when they sent it to me, because I was waiting to get this type of definitive type of information that I get when I get the criminal complaint. So that's what I wait on. That's what I end up making my moves from and making my moves on. So when I get that, then I'm like, okay, I can stand behind it. I can feel confident. But if I do make a mistake, I am man enough to always come back and admit my mistake. Glenn, how you doing before we go to break, man?
I'm good, man. Life is always good. It's a blessing whenever I get to open my eyes.
Okay. All right. What about when you sleep?
That's peace time, too.
No, you said when you open your eyes, it's a blessing. So you ain't blessed when you sleep?
You always blessed to see the end of the day.
I'm just saying. You just said when your eyes open. I'm just saying. You know, so what do you say to Stevie Wonder? Okay, man, I ain't gonna hold you up like that. Homer Blow, the legendary Homer Blow. I am the cousin sub of the day. Subbing for Dr. Ken Harris. Remember, I'll be going into the criminal complaint when we get back. The number to call in is 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. While you're there, hit that like and subscribe button. We'll have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am the legendary Homer Blow on 1017 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The Gruber Law Offices presents Analysis Live is Black, and it takes place on Saturday, March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis Antetokounmpo for a live show that is going to entertain fans like none other, with special guest Brandon Jennings and so many more surprise guests who will be joining Thanasis Live. Get your tickets now for Thanasis Live on March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel by visiting ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter for event and ticket information. Excitement and entertainment you can't get anywhere else. Welcome back to Truth in the Afternoon on 101.7 The Truth with Dr. Ken Harris, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Homer Blow, a.k.a. Cousin Sub of the Day. I'm subbing. I be subbing. Okay, so right now I'm going to start this criminal complaint. For those of you who didn't hear during the first part, or you're just joining us, the Renisha Butcher, who was murdered at Bar 107 from an incident that started inside of Bar 107, and she was outside. But you'll hear the details of where she was and in her vehicle and all of that. I will break it down into segments and Then again, I definitely want to hear your thoughts. I'll try to get as much in before we hit our next commercial break. And then I'll come back and I'll continue according to where I am. So buckle up now, buckle up. And remember, the views and opinions expressed on this particular show does not reflect that of Good Karma Brand or The Truth, but are the sole comments of the hosts and guests of this particular show. All of the information I am disseminating is already of public record, so I am not sharing any information that is not already of public record. And if you are immediate family or friends of the defendant who is charged in this particular criminal complaint, or you are immediate family or friends of the victims of this particular criminal complaint, again, I remind you, all of the information I am disseminating is already of public record, so I'm not sharing any information that is not something that is open for the public. With that being said, starting out, State of Wisconsin versus April Jamil Miller, date of birth 10-10-75 from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She's charged with two counts. Count one, first-degree reckless homicide, use of a dangerous weapon. The above-named defendant on or about Sunday, March 16th, 2025, at 8760 North 107th Street in the city of Milwaukee, did recklessly cause the death of BB, which we know is Brenisha Butcher now, another human being under circumstances which showed utter disregard for human life. It's a Class B felony. The defendant may be sentenced to a term of imprisonment not to exceed 60 years. And also the Wisconsin statute 5-year penalty enhancer for using a dangerous weapon. Count two, first degree reckless injury, use of a dangerous weapon. This is for she did recklessly cause great bodily harm to BAB, who is the younger sister of Brenisha Butcher. Another human being under circumstances which showed utter disregard for human life, a Class D felony, $100,000 fine, in prison not more than 25 years or both, and that 5-year penalty enhancer. Probable cause. Officer stated that on March 16th, 2025, at approximately 1:45 a.m., he was dispatched to Bar 107, located at 8775 North 107th Street in the city and county of Milwaukee. The officer stated that when he arrived on scene, he observed a white sedan that appeared to have crashed into a parked vehicle on the east side of North 107th Street, across the street from Bar 107. The officer stated that civilians on scene informed him that a woman had been shot in the neck and directed him to the entryway of Bar 107. The officer stated that when he arrived to the entryway of Bar 107, he located the victim, the younger sister, VAB, who appeared to have multiple gunshot wounds, including one to her neck. The officer stated that he approached her and applied pressure to her neck and wound until paramedics arrived. The officer stated that he attempted to gather information about the shooting from VAB, but she was unable to respond. The officer stated he then rode in the ambulance with BAB to the hospital and that BAB stated that a woman had shot her from another vehicle. The officer stated that when they arrived to the hospital, BAB was treated for her injuries and doctors informed him that she had sustained 4 gunshot wounds, one to her right triceps, one to her left earlobe, and 2 to her right clavicle. The officer stated that BAB also sustained nerve damage to her right arm due to these gunshot wounds. The detective stated that he responded to the scene shortly thereafter and conducted a further investigation. The detective stated that when he arrived on scene, he located the white sedan, which was a Volkswagen Jetta. The detective stated that in the driver's seat of the Jetta, he located a second shooting victim, BB, who was BAB's older sister. The detective stated that BB had sustained a gunshot wound to the head and died as a result of this injury. The detective stated that BB was positioned in the driver's seat as if she had been driving at the time the Jetta crashed into a parked vehicle on the east side of North 107th Street. The detective stated that he observed that the Jetta's front passenger window was shattered, but he did not observe any bullet strikes to the vehicle. The detective stated that he located a slightly deformed bullet fragment on the rear passenger floorboard of the Jetta. Another detective stated that he responded to the scene and collected surveillance video from Bar 107, which captured portions of the incident. The detective stated that the video shows that prior to the shooting, The Jetta is parked on the east side of North 107th Street facing northbound. It was parked directly in front of the Jetta is a dark SUV, which was subsequently identified as a gray Nissan Murano. And the detective stated that the video shows the Jetta's headlights illuminate, and moments later, so do those from the Nissan. The Jetta then pulls up immediately next to the driver's side of the Nissan. The video shows that moments later, the Jetta began to drive forward and almost immediately crashed into a parked vehicle. The Nissan then drives away from the scene. The video shows the Jetta come to rest in the same location where the detective located it when he arrived to the scene. Approximately 30 seconds later, the video shows BAB exit the passenger side of the Jetta and stumble to the grassy median on North 107th Street, where she then collapses. Approximately 1 minute later, BAB can be observed clutching her neck while she walks to the bar 107 entryway. Just keeping up with my clock here. It drives to the bar 107 entranceway. Another officer stated that approximately an hour and a half after the shooting, he was informed that a witness, PG, called 911 to report that she was in the above-described Nissan at the time of the shooting. And the officer stated that he responded to PG's home and learned that PG and her fiancé, IB, were both in the Nissan at the time of the shooting. A detective then interviewed PG and IB separately. The detective stated that PG stated that earlier that night, she and her fiancé had plans to go out to a bar with another friend, BS. PG stated BS drove she and IB to the bar 107 in the above-described Nissan. PG stated that BS's mother, April Miller, the above-named defendant, as well as a fifth woman who would later be identified as AS, joined them in the Nissan and at bar 107. PG stated that while they were at bar 107, there was a fight that, page two, there was a fight that caused security to kick everyone out, but that none of the above described women were involved in that fight, which is basically saying that Bernicia Butcher had nothing to do with it. Her sister, her younger sister, 30 years old, BAB, had nothing to do with this incident. And again, keeping up with my clock. Again, I told you I'll have to do this in segments. So just prepare yourselves and I'll come back and pick up right where I left off, where it said they were not involved in that fight. Again, you are listening to your sub of the day, your cousin's sub of the day. It's Home of Blow. I'm your sub of the day, holding it down for Dr. Ken Harris. We're talking about the criminal complaint for April Miller, who has been charged for the murder of Bernicia Butcher. And, of course, the number to call in, 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. While you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. We'll have more conversation and the criminal complaint on the other side. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am the legendary Home of Blow on 1017 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give my heart to my sisters.
Truth Nation! Our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to noon, and we want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to noon is presented by 1MKE. We are one MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, Ray's Coca-Cola, and Landmark Credit Union and Waste Management. Welcome back to Truth in the Afternoon on 101.7 The Truth with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your cousin sub of the day, Home of Blow, because I'm subbing. We are live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. And, of course, right now we are in the midst of going through the details of the official criminal complaint for April Jameel Miller, who has been charged with the homicide of Renisha Butcher. So last left off talking about it caused security to kick everyone out, but that none of the above described women were involved in that fight. So they were not even involved in the fight. PG stated that after they exited Bar 107, she, IB, BS, and the defendant returned to BS's Nissan. PG stated that she and IB got into the rear of the vehicle, BS got into the driver's seat, and the defendant got into the front passenger seat. PG stated that after they got into the vehicle, but before they pulled away, she observed that a white sedan, the above-described Jetta, pulled up along the driver's side of BS's Nissan. PG stated that BS then began to speak to the occupants of the Jetta. PG stated that the defendant then pointed a gun at the occupants of the Jetta and fired multiple times out of the driver's side window of the Nissan. PG stated that BS then drove away and yelled at her mother, the defendant asking her, why had she done that? Why did you do that? PG stated that BS then drove her and IB home and dropped them off. PG stated that she and BS later communicated by text message. PG showed the detective her phone, which showed messages that PG had received from BS. These messages included the following text messages statements from BS. My mama just killed somebody. My mama killed somebody. The girl died and somebody shot in the neck. I don't know why she did that. When I was talking to them, literally like, what the F and how many times did my mom shoot? PG then reviewed a photo array and identified the defendant as the shooter. The detective stated that when he spoke with IB, she provided a substantially similar statement, but added that she recalled that the defendant retrieved the firearm from the armrest next to the front passenger seat prior to firing it. IB further stated that after the shooting, the defendant stated, I thought those were the that were trying to get us. IB stated that the defendant and BS argued about the shooting as BS drove them home. IB also reviewed a photo array and identified the defendant as the shooter. Another detective stated that he and other officers subsequently responded to BS's residence and executed a search warrant. The detective stated that upon searching the residence, officers located a Taurus 9mm handgun inside a green purse. The detective stated that officers also located a gray Nissan Murano SUV parked on the residence parking slab. The detective stated that a search of that vehicle resulted in the recovery of a single spent 9mm casing on the front passenger floorboard. Another detective stated that he subsequently interviewed BS. BS stated that prior to the shooting, she drove PG and IB and the defendant and AS to Bar 107 in the above described gray Nissan Murano SUV. BS stated that at Bar 107, she saw the victims, BB and BAB, who she knew to be AS's cousins. BS stated that after security removed everyone from the bar, she, PG, IB, and the defendant went back to the Nissan, and after they got in, a white sedan, BB's Jetta, pulled up next to them. BS stated that AS then exited the Jetta and got into the Murano. And BS stated that the defendant then retrieved a firearm and fired multiple times towards the Jetta. Another detective stated that in a subsequent interview, BS stated that the Taurus 9mm handgun that was located in her home was the gun that the defendant used to fire shots at the Jetta. A preliminary forensic analysis determined that the above-described Taurus 9mm discharged the casing located on the front passenger floorboard of the Nissan Murano. Another detective stated that he interviewed AS. AS confirmed that BB and BAB are her cousins and that she was driven to Bar 107 by BS. AS also confirmed that BS's mother, the defendant, was the front passenger, and two other women who she didn't know, PG and IG, were also in the vehicle. AS stated that after everyone left the bar, she got separated from BS, so she walked to the Jetta with BB and BAB. AS stated that BS's Nissan Murano was parked in front of the Jetta, and going to the next page here, and we're almost at the end, and that before BB pulled off, she observed that BS had returned to the car, so BB pulled up alongside it with the intention of letting AS get out of the Jetta and into the Nissan. AS stated that when the cars were next to each other, she got out of the passenger side of the Jetta and began to walk around the rear of the Murano to get in. AS stated that as she was walking around the Murano, she heard multiple gunshots in close proximity. An officer stated that at approximately 8:30 a.m. on March 18, 2025, he located and arrested the defendant, who was hiding out in a hotel room. End of complaint. Crazy. Had nothing to do with it. A cousin of them was in the Jetta, got out to get in the Nissan Murano SUV, didn't even make it to the car. So it's like, see, this is why my sternness and my hard-nosedness on a lot of these kind of subjects and situations are the way they are, because there's no reason that Renisha Butcher should be dead and her younger sister should still be dealing with the injuries of her being shot multiple times. Like, for real. You know, like, talk about since, right, Lurethia Jones, great afternoon. Telling you, say, whoa, hiding out in the hotel room, but Homer, yeah, listen. I'm telling you, like, this is all crazy. This is all so crazy. I just, You know, these are the type of things that should, you know, bother our community. I mean, like, a lot of the senseless violence is just that. Senseless violence. That woman was not in any imminent danger. So for her to even retrieve a firearm and then reach outside of the window of the Nissan Murano that she was in and fire shots, multiple shots. You know? It's crazy. Tanya, those were in a text message to a person when she said that my mama just shot somebody. She was talking to somebody in a text message when she made that statement. It. Give me your thoughts and opinions. 833-212-1017. The Truth Talk text lines are open. I want to hear your thoughts and opinions of this. Again, it definitely rocked our community. I'm happy to know that the owner surrendered his license. There's been so many shootings and homicides associated with Bar 107 that if they would have, you know, and I'm happy to see the 9th District Alderwoman Larissa Taylor making a firm stance out the gate. You feel what I'm saying? Made a firm stance out the gate that this would not be tolerated, and that she recognized different events that was taking place in that area. So, but we'll come back and we'll talk about it again. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Of course, the number to call in, 833-212-1017. Remember, you can stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. And while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, shall I say. I am the legendary Homer Blow on 1017 The Truth. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
If I get rock for my kids, they're real.
To the sun come up, crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter, y'all better bundle up, and I better be a hotter summer. Grab my onion just to rock it down. You hot now, listen up, don't you know cops' sole purpose is to lock us down and throw away the key? But without this drug, your kids ain't got no way to eat, huh?
We still welcome black to Truth in the Afternoon on 1017 The Truth with Dr. Ken Harris, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the sub of the day, cousin sub of the day. I'm subbing for Dr. Ken Harris, who is out on assignment, and this is brought to you by Cousins Subs. All right. So, again, we are, I finished reading the criminal complaint for April Jamil Hill. Yeah. Miller. April Jamil Hiller. Miller, like the beer. So I want to get your thoughts and comments on this. I won't blame you to say that it seems like some type of conspiracy theory. You feel what I'm saying? Dr. Clarissa Lawrence said, hey, that's one of my favorite. I love that. That's why I let it play a little bit. That's why I let it play. Glenn, thank you, man. That's one of them ones, man, that even the people that ain't got a neck, you know, some people that don't have necks, so they had to, like, turn all the way this way. Be like, I'm going to turn this way. What you say? Oh, okay. All right, where you at? Stop moving. Stand still. But if you got a neck, you know, it's going to make you bob your head. But the lines are open, and I definitely want to hear from you, your thoughts and opinions on this, because, again, it definitely shook the city. As well as, you know, spread abroad to where different people were talking about it and wondering what the hell happened. How could something like this take place and all of those things? Where was security? Where was this? Where was that? So I want to hear from you at 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. That's the Truth Talk and Text line. And of course, speaking of our YouTube page, make sure when you're there, you like and subscribe to the YouTube page. We appreciate that. And Tanya says something happened. Then in the police report, they say the girl was telling people my mama just shot somebody. So that was in this particular criminal complaint. It said PG stated that she, when she was speaking to a detective, that PG stated that she and BS later communicated by text message. They were both in the vehicle. BS was the driver. And she said she showed the detective the messages and said it showed PG had received from BS. These messages included the following text message statements from BS. BS said, my mama just killed somebody. My mama killed somebody. The girl died and somebody is shot in the neck. I don't know why she did that. When I was talking to them, literally, like, what the? And how many times did my mom shoot? PG then reviewed a photo array and identified the defendant as the shooter. So that's where that verbiage came in at as it relates to the official criminal complaint. Larithia Jones said, rather they exchange words or not. Venus Jones said, I can remember going out to bars/clubs black in the day and never once had a concern about whether I was going to make it home safely. This world has taken a very sad turn. Yeah, love and respect is not prevalent the way that it used to be. You know, even back in the day, you could like some, you could not like somebody, I mean to say, and still not take these extreme type of measures. It seems like in my city that that is the first mode that they go to now. It's like, forget everything else. Let's go to shooting and, you know, let's shoot. It's no, let's fist fight it out. Let's just have an argument and let it be an argument and it's over with. Nope. Nope. And I also don't understand about the way that some of the people in this generation operate. If there was a confrontation, you didn't have to tell me or anybody else, let's go. We were leaving. We were not trying to stand around. We weren't trying to film it. I don't care if we would have had cell phones. We wouldn't have been around trying to film it. We were going to say, it's time to go. If it was some girlfriends together, they're going to be like, girl, let's go. They fighting or they about to start fighting. We were proactive about the situations. I don't understand where we at with this, where now everybody just wants to, they just want to be a part of it. They want to wait around. And you know, in this mutated era right now, that there's going to be some gunshots happening. There's going to be some gunshots. You know? And so why would I just wait? And then when you hear the gunshots, the people that are filming talking about, oh, they shooting. Surprise. Surprise. Are you really surprised that they're shooting? It has been an unfortunate common thing when we get into a lot of these situations. Instead of just fighting it out and taking your butt whooping and that's it. No. I got to get my lick black, but not in the sense of the physical sense of me putting my hands on you. You getting these paws. No, I have to go to the extreme and try to take your life. And the same people that do those things, they don't stand up and wait for law enforcement to come. So when people say, well, you know, people got mental health issues. Yeah, it's mental health issues, but this woman knew exactly what the hell she was doing. She knew exactly what she was doing. Because guys, let's go. Let's get out of here. Let's hide at a hotel. She went to hide at a hotel. So why would you hide at a hotel? If you were so brazen to do what you did, why didn't you just stay there and take what you know you had rightfully coming to you? Why didn't you stay on the scene? Why do we have to use tax dollars to try to find you? Why do we have to execute search warrants to find evidence? I think, you know, you want to be big and bold and bad and act like, oh, you got it like that, this, that, and the other. Come on now. I'm just saying. And this is why, you know, I feel like a lot of these punishments, they need to be tougher. And if you don't want to deal with it, don't be a criminal. Don't do criminal acts. It's crazy. It is so, so crazy. I'm just like, stop it. Stop it. Brenisha Butcher is the victim of the homicide. Her 30-year-old sister is the initials B-A-B. So, but yeah, this is too much. Tanya said, one look and we knew it was happening. It was time to go. Right. Sound like, and Tanya said, sound like the mama was on something that the daughter wasn't aware of. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because she seemed like she was, you know, definitely on one. She was on one. She was on one. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Hashtag you gonna learn today. you're going to learn today. Let's get ready to go to the Truth Talk text lines. We've got Brian. Brian from Milwaukee, welcome to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris, who's on assignment. I'm the legendary Home of Blow. What's your comments, man, on this situation?
My comment is just a shame. That's my comment. My comment is it's just a shame. For all these females to crash out like that, and I hate using these young folks' term, crash out like that. The bottom line is these people are all somewhat related to each other.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, well,
they're all related. I don't know if they're second cousins, third cousins, some kind of way. Those people are related to each other. But the real bad thing about it is, why did this woman snap? Either she was on something before she went to the club, or she was on something during the time that she was at the club, saw the gun, and wanted to play like, I guess, Dirty, I wouldn't say Dirty Harry, but Dirty Mary.
Right.
This is a mental problem. This is a complete mental breakdown. This is a person snapping mentally, and there's nothing. There's no logic to this, because this is mental retardation to the nth degree. This is evil. This is the devil. Maybe the devil took over her, or some demon took over her. But whatever liquor she was drinking, or whatever weed she was smoking, or whatever drug she was on, it caused her to do some devilish stuff.
Yep. I got to get ready to go to my break, Brian. I appreciate your call. Remember, we're talking about the Bernicia Butcher homicide and her sister, who's still in the hospital, as last I know. So we want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. While you're there, hit that like and subscribe button. We'll have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am the legendary Homer Blow, the Cousin Sub of the Day, brought to you by Cousins on 1017 The Truth. We'll be back.